This is a weekly summary of news about women and women's issues and from women's perspectives, which comes to you from the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of the Women's E! News. I'm Nancy Casey.
First, the good news. November 25th marked the 10th anniversary of the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. The Belgium-based International Federation of Journalists and 40 members of the Canada-based International Freedom of Expression Exchange used the occasion to call on authorities to investigate the use of violence to silence outspoken women. Also in commemoration of this day, the United Nations International Research and Training Institute for the Advancement of Women, or UNINSTRAW, launched a media kit on violence against women and human security in Latin America and the Caribbean. The agency will also do a study on gender and security sector reform in the Dominican Republic, where more than 50% of women have been victims of some form of violence. UN Secretary Ban Ki-moon, on that same day, November 25th, also unveiled a network of men leaders to serve as role models in a campaign opposing violence against women. Ki-moon said about 70% of women experience some form of physical or sexual violence at the hands of men. The 14 men in the network include Spanish Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. Ki-moon announced $10.5 million that was awarded in grants for 13 initiatives to end violence against women and girls in 18 countries and territories. The date, November 25th, also kicked off the 16 Days of Activism Against Gender Violence, an international campaign to mobilize individuals and groups around the world to call for an end to all forms of violence against women. More news to cheer this week? Two women from Zimbabwe have received the 2009 Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights Award from President Barack Obama. Jenny Williams and Magondona Malangu are co-founders of Women of Zimbabwe Arise, whose acronym WOZA forms a word that means come forward. Together, Williams and Malangu have been arrested more than 50 times for leading nonviolent protests against the government of Zimbabwe. We cheer AIDS Accountability International, an independent rating organization which has launched the preparation of a global scorecard on women that will analyze country responses to the specific needs and vulnerabilities of women in the AIDS epidemic. Globally, HIV and AIDS are the leading cause of death and disease in women of reproductive age worldwide, yet 75% of countries fail to report data on services for women and girls. We cheer women in southeastern Senegal who are taking on the traditionally male task of raising and selling sheep at an annual feast so they can pay for their children's schooling. And we cheer a new British government strategy which will require, starting in 2011, that school children be taught that violence against women and girls is unacceptable. Research by a children's charity has found that 1 in 4 female teens starting at age 13 had been slapped or hit by their boyfriends. It also found that 1 in 9 female teens had been beaten up, hit by objects, or strangled. Next year, 2 helplines will be set up to deal with sexual violence, stalking, and harassment. Critics of this program accuse the government of interfering with how parents rear their children. And cheers for more than 30 women's advocacy groups from across the country who have formed a coalition with plans to lobby in Washington on December 2nd in an effort to ensure the passage of a health care reform bill that will not curtail women's reproductive choices. The Coalition to Pass Health Care Reform and Stop STUPAC will hold the lobby day as part of its National Week of Action, November 30th through December 6th. Members of the coalition include the Black Women's Health Imperative, Coalition of Labor Union Women, the Feminist Majority Foundation, and the Latina Sexual and Reproductive Justice Coalition. And now for the bad news. Girls' schools in Afghanistan face a high risk of attack, according to a report by the Atlanta-based CARE, the Washington-based World Bank, and the Afghan government. While the number of girls' schools is half that of boys' schools, attacks on girls' schools account for 40% of all school attacks. Schools with girls and boys represent 32% of attacks, and 28% of attacks are on boys' schools. Dr. Helen Gale, president and CEO of CARE, said in a statement, quote, "Education-related violence is an alarming trend in Afghanistan, with girls at particular risk of attacks and other scare tactics aimed at keeping them out of school," unquote. Gale cited 670 education-related attacks, including murder and arson in 2008, which caused hundreds of schools to close and parents to keep their children home. The study, Knowledge on Fire: Attacks on Education in Afghanistan, recommends a community-based approach to the education of girls to improve social acceptance of education and to lessen the risk of attack. In southern Afghan provinces, between 65 and 81% of schools are currently closed due to lack of security. This week, we jeer the Ozark, Arkansas woman who gave a police officer permission to use his stun gun on her 10-year-old daughter. Kelly King called the police when she was having trouble with her daughter, who has a history of emotional problems. The officer said in his report that the girl was, quote, violently kicking, and he delivered, quote, a very brief drive stun to the girl's skin when she kicked him in the groin. We jeer the way that thousands of Indian holiday brides are abandoned by their British husbands after marriage. Daljeet Kaur, a lawyer and human rights activist in India, estimates that there are 15 to 20,000 abandoned brides there, a third of whom were abandoned by British grooms. And we jeer the fact that nearly half the women in Tajikistan are raped, beaten, or abused by their families, according to a report by Amnesty International. According to the group, women are regularly humiliated by their husbands and in-laws, causing many to turn to suicide. The report's authors recommend new laws and support services to address domestic violence. And jeers to a Los Angeles man who posed as a Vibe magazine photographer who is now being investigated in connection with the sexual assaults of four young women whom he told he would hire as underwear models. And this week we note that filmmaker Roman Polanski will be freed on a $4.5 million bail from a Swiss jail where he's been held on a U.S. rape charge. Polanski, 76, has been wanted in the United States since he fled the country in 1978 after pleading guilty to having sex with a 13-year-old female teen a year earlier. The court said Polanski could remain under house arrest at his villa in the Swiss Alps and that he will be subjected to constant electronic surveillance. An electronic tag will be activated if he tries to leave the premises. This week we note that 10 female United Kingdom soldiers were sent home from Afghanistan after becoming pregnant. More than 100 pregnancy tests have been requested since April, double the number from the previous 6 months, although the Army has strict rules banning intimacy between personnel. We note that 12 years after women won the right to enroll at the Virginia Military Institute, the institution is a year into an investigation which was slated to take 6 months into accusations of sexism. Of the 1,500 cadets on campus, 126 are women. And finally, this week we celebrate the life and memory of the mother of judo, Rina Rusty Kanukogi, who helped create the first Women's World Judo Championships. Kanukogi died on November 22nd at a New York City medical center.
These news briefs were compiled by Kimberly St. Louis, an editorial intern at the Women's E! News. Rita Henley Jensen is the editor-in-chief. This audio production of Women's E! News was produced in the studios of KRFP in Moscow, Idaho, and brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio, which you can find on the web at vpfound.org. Background music is by Joan Hickey. The text of this broadcast and more news about women can be found at the Women's E! News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio and KRFP, I'm Nancy Casey.